Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Amber Smith's Keeping It Real 101. Listen, if you're new here, we have a good time here. This is where we offer a little advice, a little motivation, and a little real talk. We do a little talking-ish and swallowing spit around here. So if you're new, grab your cup, grab your drinks, grab your blunts, whatever you like to do, and stay tuned, because it's on, baby. Hey guys, welcome back. If you're just tuning in, you're tuning in to Amber Smith's Keeping It Real 101. Listen, I'm going to jump right into a little advice that I, a little email that I got for some advice. If you guys would like some advice or, whatever, send me an email, Tinka, T-I-N-K, at tinkastoilettalk.com. Yes, that's Tinka, T-I-N-K, at tinkastoilettalk.com. That is the email address. I will be uploading this podcast on YouTube so you guys can comment in the comment section. I haven't got the comments together here on the podcast yet, but you guys will be able to interact with me soon, so just bear with me. So again, if you guys need any type of help or would like some advice or anything, just make sure you send me an email and we'll make sure to get you read on the air. But right now, we're going to get into an email that I received, and it starts off, "Hey Amber, I need some advice. It's a tender subject. About a year ago, I got out of a relationship with a guy whose penis is really big. I mean, really big." Why you get out of the relationship? Okay, look, let me stop. y'all know I ain't got no sense, but anyway. And it was a good thing. But now I've met a guy that I like a lot, and we're thinking of taking things to the next level, meaning becoming an item. We've already had sex, and he's not as big as my ex, but he does fine with what he has. Okay. Well, my problem is I feel like my vagina is too big for him. Like, it literally feels like he's drowning in there. I don't mean to laugh. And y'all know I'm going to keep it real. But it's funny. It really is funny because, baby, he ain't feeling like that. He in there. He ain't drowning. He ain't feeling like that because he wouldn't still be in there. But anyway, she says, feels like he's literally drowning in there and he doesn't fill me up. Oh, wow. Okay, so you ain't feeling some satisfaction. Okay. She says, "I don't have kids and I'm 26. I just feel like I should be tighter. I feel like he's not happy and isn't satisfied because I'm so open. How do I talk to him about it? What can I do? Please help. Wide open from Chi-Town." Wide open. Wide open is wide open. I'm laughing, but I know it's not a laughing matter, but you know me. I find a sense of humor in everything. But listen, first and foremost, something like that, first of all, if you said you guys already had sex, so boom, and y'all talking about taking it to the next level, becoming an item, believe me, if that man had any kind of problem with the way that thing was rocking, y'all wouldn't be finna become no item. Believe that. I'm telling you that right now. I mean, unless you rich or something, he use you for money, and I mean, you could be, but you didn't say anything about that. But excuse me, unless there's some ulterior motive behind it, there's no, he ain't gonna do that. Okay, so that's the first thing you don't need to worry about. And then second, talk to him about it, ask him about it. You know, I guarantee you when you talk to him, he's going to tell you. I mean, if he's an open and honest person, tell him to be honest with you and tell him to talk to you and tell him to tell you how that, you know, feels to him. And is it a situation where he feels like he's not able to satisfy you or that he is not getting any type of satisfaction? That is the biggest problem in relationships, period. Communication. Talk to him. Tell him what you're feeling. Tell him that. And as far as what you can do, well, I mean, I'm sure you've heard of Kegels. Some people call them Kegels, but they're Kegels, Kegels. An exercise where you, exercise your vaginal muscles, and it helps to make it tighter. There's also Kegel balls, yoni balls are what they call them. There are so many different things that you can do to help with that. And then if all else fails, there's surgery. I mean, you may not want to go that far, but it's always a way to fix something, you know. And then with him, like I say, 9 times out of 10, it's just you feeling like that. Cause you used to, you know, like you said, your ex is really big. So you probably just used to that. And you know, with your new guy being a little bit smaller, you know, it feels different. You'll probably get used to it. So, you know, don't feel bad about that. But the main thing is to talk to him. And if you need some information on Kegels, send me another email. I'll definitely give you the information on that. And the Kegel balls, I'll give you some information on where to get those from. So, you know, like I say, but the main thing is to just talk to him. Make sure that you talk to him and see how he's feeling. Don't just assume, because you know what they say. When you assume, you make an ass out of yourself. So listen here, Wide Open from Chi-Town. Talk to your man. Do you some Kegels. Get you some Kegel balls. Email me. Let me know what's going on. Let me help you out a little bit more. I love you for free. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Thank you for sending in your message. Tell a friend, tell a friend. And I will give you some advice again. All right, y'all. Y'all know what I'm going to do. I'm going to pay some bills for a minute, and I'll be right back. Welcome back. If y'all just tuning in, this is Amber Smith's Keeping It Real 101. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Join in. Listen, I'm going to go ahead and jump right into things with a little segment that I like to call You Motherfuckers Gonna Learn. Baby, let's talk about Jacquees. Now, you just had to be under a rock if you ain't heard about what's going on with Jacquees. Jacquees done stood his behind up. His little narrow behind. And claimed himself to be the king of R&B. Now, he claims that he wasn't speaking about the king of R&B of a lifetime, just speaking about this generation. Baby, they wasn't having it. The internets and the interwebs was not having it. Honey, they tore him to pieces. Honey, he got videos all up. It ain't got nothing to do with that. They just they going in on him, finding anything that they could find to go in on the king of hip-hop. I mean, the king of R&B. Listen, that boy got some balls. They big, too. I mean, listen. All I'm going to say is, I really enjoy Jacquees' music. I've liked him since the days when he was remaking songs and things like that. And I really just enjoy him. He made fun music. He's got one song called Chocolate Factory that's really one of my favorites. And then I love the a couple of his new things. And I absolutely love the album with him and what is my girl's name? You guys know who I'm talking about. I can't even put my name on, put my finger on her right now. The girl, the rapping girl, Dej Loaf, him and Dej Loaf. Yeah, and you know, really, 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 really good music. And I'm really a fan of the new song that, well, the remake that he did of You Had Me Tripping, that song right there. So, yeah, I actually think it's better than the original version. But, look, Jacquees. Baby, you got to humble yourself a little bit, baby. You ain't been in the game long enough. You ain't even did enough to be claiming yourself as that. And most of the time, other people claim you as that. You know, you got to humble yourself. You're doing too much. And he ain't letting down either. He done been all on shows, on TV. He done ran up with Keith Sweat and told Keith Sweat. Keith Sweat said, man, you ain't the king. He said, yeah, I'm the king. You know, so it's all crazy. But, you know, like I say, I love confidence and stuff like that. But Jacquees may need to pipe down just a little bit. You feel me? Baby, he gonna learn. This motherfucker gonna learn. But listen, y'all tell me what y'all think about that in the comments. I'm getting this thing worked out, this new podcast thing. So I haven't got it set up to where you guys can comment yet. But I'll be uploading this on my YouTube channel so you guys can comment and tell me what you guys think about it in the comments on YouTube. Is Jacquees the king of R&B for this generation? Y'all let us know. Or is Jacquees gonna have to learn? Y'all let me know. So yeah, moving right along to the next segment though, we're gonna get into a little bit of have you heard about that. Now in this segment we talk about what's going on and have you heard what's going on out here in the interwebs. And we spoke about Jacquees and what's going on with him, and that motherfucker, they're gonna learn. We got him. He gonna learn. But listen, I found out, here's some news that I found out. I found out that out there in Birmingham, Alabama, where the young guy, I know you guys heard about it, EJ, he got shot and killed out there in the mall. I think it was one Thanksgiving or the day after Thanksgiving. excuse me. But listen to this. They've been out there rallying, shutting down the stores. I mean, the whole city. And reports are showing that the sales are absolutely going down in those areas, in the malls. People have actually stopped spending money at the mall and the stores. And it's Christmas holidays, you know. I mean, actually, studies are saying that it's a lot of shopping going down, you know, as far as people going into stores and just shopping, period. People ain't got no money right now. But anyway, those stores are losing a lot of sales. And, you know, it kind of makes me feel good in a way because it lets me know that we do hold that power. And I've been saying this for a long time. We hold the power. It's in our hands. It's in our money. Stop spending money. When you stop spending money, changes will start being made. But as long as you continue to have that nigga mentality where you got to have the newest flash this and you got to always spend your money with these folks and you got to do this, you know, and trying to press somebody all the time, you know, save on that money. Even things that you know, I know you're going to still go to the grocery store and things like that, but here nowadays, a lot of people, black-owned businesses are having grocery stores and things like that, and a lot of people say, well, I don't want to deal with the black people because they always, and that's true. A lot of times, they don't do right, and they don't treat you right, but a lot of times, white people, Chinese people don't treat you right. Look at these Chinese people beating up these folks every time they come in the store, and, accusing them of stealing, and how them girls beat that girl up in that beauty salon that time. So I mean, any business you got, you gonna have people that's gonna be a little crooked or ain't right. I mean, that's any business, but you find to seek the ones that are good and spend that money with them, man, because this is where our power lies. And if we want any kind of justice with anything that's going on out here right now, it's gonna have to start right there. I'm just telling you, it's gonna have to start right there. So shout out to them out there in Birmingham, Alabama, making noise for EJ. RIP to EJ, and you know, shout out to his family. I hope you guys can try to have a Merry Christmas, and I hope you guys get some justice for that. You know, but back to what I was saying, it's just real serious now, guys. We're gonna have to start spending our money with us. You know, I'm on Facebook all the time and Instagram and Twitter. It is so many people starting businesses now. Black people, you know, starting businesses. You can shop with these people, but then it's a lot about people that starting businesses and they ain't getting no love. They ain't getting no money spent. Y'all rather go spend the money with these people that's making thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, but your homegirl or your homeboy started a business and then y'all don't even wanna, you know, spend no money. I'm gonna tell y'all something. When I first started my business, I've always had businesses going, but when I started my online business and really started popping, I didn't get no support from my family, my friends, or none of that. When I started making money, my first piece of money came from a complete stranger. Okay? So I'm just telling y'all, we got to stick together. And it's hard, man. It was hard for me. Eventually, I made it. And now people, you know, my friends and family come around now as far as spending money with me. But it's a shame that I had to have other people to spend money with me first before the people that were around me believed in me. And that's why I had to change my circle, too. But see, that's a whole nother story. And I'll get into that later. Because changing your circle, you know, if I had a different circle at that time, I would have had that support. But I'm telling you, it's just when you do have a good circle, it's only going to be your circle people that support you. All the rest of those people that claim they're your friends and liking all your Facebook posts and following you on Instagram and all that stuff, they ain't gonna spend no money with you. You see? So I'm just saying, you know, y'all gotta, y'all understand that we do have a power. We do have a power, you know. And now with the internet, I'm so glad because so many people are standing up and so many people are speaking up. You know what I'm saying? So I'm really proud about that. I really am. But, you know, listen, guys. If y'all really serious about starting a business or something, y'all holler at me because I can help you guys start a business. I can help y'all get on the right foot. Y'all already know. Anybody who follows me knows about that. Any type of business. I do a lot of things like that. So our techs are always ready to get started with you guys if you want to get a website, anything like that. Support black businesses. Me, support other businesses. I try myself to support black businesses myself. My page, Amber Smith, you guys make sure you follow that or search at Super Influencer. This is where I like to showcase black businesses and black artists and black entertainers and things like that on that page. And it's moving a little slow right now because I have so many things going on. But you guys make sure you follow, because the more that you follow and the more that you comment and keep it going, you know, we can get it moving. I like to support my people. And don't get me wrong, I love all people, but I have a special place in my heart for my people. And I love to support and have a platform for you guys. So make sure you guys, you know, just think about that. It's holidays. You know, I'm sure you guys have already went out and spent your Christmas or whatever you're going to do. But, you know, when you're spending money, when you get that income tax, spend a little bit of that money with some of these black businesses, man. Support that, you know. You know, let these folks feel where we're coming from, man, because they ain't feeling us right now. So, yeah. But it's kind of hard because, you know, what happens is us as blacks, you know, and I'm speaking as the black people because people have all races go through it, but we got it bad. We used to not having nothing. So every time we get a little money or something, we got to spend all our money on the flashiest things. And, you know, we got to have it, you know, and stuff like that. Instead of trying to save money or at least using our money for to experience things, to travel. You know, we're not doing that. You know, we'd rather go and give these folks our money for some Jordans and things like that, you know. And I'm not saying that anything is wrong with that, but, you know, most of the people that wear those shoes and buy those shoes, they really can't even afford those shoes. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm just telling you guys, man, you really got to start thinking out here. You know, you got to get some discipline in your life. And once you get a little bit of discipline in your life, then you'll understand, you know, how to save that money and how not to do things. When you have that discipline, it helps you to learn to curb those unhealthy appetites. You know, whether it be food, women, men, clothes, shopping, whatever it is. Discipline. People think that you can't be free because you got discipline, but that is not true. Discipline puts you in a place to, you know, you can be free, you can live your life, you can be whatever you want to be and do whatever you want to do. But a little bit of discipline goes a long way because it helps you to save that money. And again, it helps you to curb those unhealthy appetites. But anyway, y'all know I can get long-winded. I'm going to move on to the next segment. Y'all know I'm finna jump in and stop for a minute and pay some bills. So y'all stay tuned. Tell a friend to tell a friend. It is Amber Smith's Keeping It Real 101. We'll be right back, baby. Welcome back, my little Tinka babies. So, yeah, we were talking about old Jacquees and everything. I think I rounded up about everything I wanted to talk about today. I wasn't going to hold you guys long tonight. As you all know, I have a lot going on. So, make sure that you follow me on YouTube. Make sure that you follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, everywhere. And a lot of you guys aren't familiar with, and you wonder why I call you guys my Tinka babies and why everything is associated with this Tinkas and Tinka's Toilet Talk thing. Well, it's a business that I have, and it was started a while back, and so I started some pages with it, and we kind of just kept the name. So I have a lot of businesses branching off from that, but the original business is Tinka's Toilet Talk. So you guys make sure you look that up, follow that, check out tinkastoilettalk.com to learn a little more about me. But yeah, I really enjoyed you guys tonight, and I hope you guys enjoyed listening. Again, like I said, I'm going to go ahead and close the show. Always remember, flush the BS, let it go. Don't conform to any standards. Set them, baby. It's Amber, Tinka, Miss BBW Extraordinaire, signing out. Amber Smith's Keeping It Real 101. Make sure you subscribe. See you next time, or catch you next time. Peace, my babies.